We are just days away from the solar eclipse. If you haven't heard by now, it's going to happen on Monday. There are watch parties planned, concerns over traffic in places where there will be a total eclipse, and then the warnings to not look directly at the sun during the eclipse. But what about taking pictures from your phone? Well, that's surely going to happen because since the last eclipse in 2017, there are more Americans with smartphones. In fact, the Pew Research Center says as of last September, 90% of Americans say they have a smartphone. So, can we use those phones to take pictures, even selfies during the solar eclipse?
Here to help us better understand that and to offer some other advice and warnings, Sten Odenwald. He is part of NASA's Heliophysics Education Activation Team. Thank you so much for being with us today. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, this is all very exciting.
Absolutely. We are a world of selfie takers these days. So what is it we should know about using our phones to take photos of the solar eclipse, which will, at least in our area here, only be a partial eclipse in this region?
Well, I mean, smartphone cameras are very, very sensitive cameras these days. I mean, the last few generations are just incredible. So under no circumstances should you point your $1,000 highly sensitive smartphone at the sun. I think the safest thing to do is to put your eclipse glasses over the selfie lens on your camera and shoot the eclipse over your shoulder. That way you don't look directly at the sun. You don't have to worry about squinting. And the camera will automatically focus and do the adjustment as well as it can. But don't expect to see the corona or anything spectacular. It is, after all, a very small lens. You can even practice, like on Monday morning, taking photos of the sun, to get your technique perfected in time.
Sounds like some good advice. I remember as a kid, I'm sure Sean might remember this, using the cardboard box or the pinhole in the cardboard to see the eclipse. We have now graduated to eclipse glasses. You mentioned them. How do we know if they're safe if we pick them up?
Well, I mean, the best thing is that if they should have the ISO code on them, which is ISO 12312-2. That means they're certified. The lens material is certified to protect you from ultraviolet and visual and most of the infrared emission from the sun. Another way is to look at a very, very, very bright light, like a 100-watt bulb. And if all you see is the filament very barely, then that means, they're probably okay as well. But look for the ISO code. That's the dead giveaway that you've got a good pair of glasses.
We noticed on a pair we have here at the station that it states, and this is a quote, limit to 3 minutes of continued use intermittently for several hours. What is that about?
Well, even the best filters will allow some infrared emission light to come through. Even the ISO filter lets 3% of the infrared light from the sun get through. And that's enough to go through your eye and heat up your eye a little bit. That's why, as you use these glasses longer and longer, your eyes start to get kind of warm and you start getting kind of uncomfortable. So, just look at the sun, occasionally to check that it's still there and, be satisfied with that. This isn't a, high-resolution movie that you're watching.
Sten, we're hearing about the NASA scientists that are going to be flying the jets not too far from what's going on. What are they going to be looking for?
Well, the big mystery is of course, the corona. And, now that we know quite a lot about it, we want to study the magnetic fields in the corona plus the composition. But we're really limited to, total solar eclipses on the ground, which last about 3 or 4 minutes. And, what they're going to do is they have a pair of jets flying at 450 miles an hour down the path of totality, which is basically the eclipse is traveling at 2,000 miles an hour. And so they get about 6 minutes of observing time of the corona as opposed to just 3 or 4. So that extra few minutes is enough to do some serious science.
Sten, it's all fascinating. Thank you so much for helping us understand.